body of Christ. So let me just read a scripture, and then we'll have them come and share their testimonies with us. It's in Romans chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 3. So Romans 6, 3. I'll just read it right here real quick. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. If we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. And so we believe that we is one of the sacraments of the church, and the privilege of the church is we get to baptize our believers. Not only Jesus asked us to do that in the Great Commission, but it is our incredible privilege to bring people into not just a relationship with God, but a public confession of that relationship. And so baptism, it's a real simple thing. Baptism is just an outward act of an inward regeneration. In other words, because God had touched us so much, because we have been regenerated from within, this is just the public confession or the outward act of what God had already is already doing or done in our lives. And so part of that is baptism is reserved just for those who have a believable profession of faith. And so, I mean, as leaders, we know who they are. And most people that are connected to friends, they know. But most of the church doesn't know. And so we have this time where they can come and share their testimonies with us. And then together as a body, we agree that we are behind them. And we're going to help them continually in their Christian journey. Amen? And so I'm just going to call them up randomly. They're going to come and share their testimonies with us. And then we're going to ask you guys to affirm their decision before the Lord. And so since, you know, we're a chivalrous group, we'll say ladies first. And so can we at this time, can we welcome up Chloe? See you up here.
Good afternoon. My name's Chloe, and I came from Guangzhou. I was, like, before I'm here, I was spending more than 1 week to wait for my visa to let me get assessed in Hong Kong. And I just didn't receive my visa until at 9:30 this morning. Yes. So, yes. God just showed me one more time how amazing he is. Yeah, and before the testimony, I want to thank my house church member. Thank you for keeping me in your prayers. And Michael, thank you so much you're here. I'm so happy. And yeah, I... okay. I grew up in a traditional Chinese family, where there was no religion, and the only belief we had was in science. Before I met God, I had no sense of securities. Growing up, I was taught to believe in material things. So I believed money could buy security. I believed money can buy relationship with people, even freedom. Later, through a lot of painful experience, I learned this wasn't true. Money didn't give me freedom, and instead became a prison. I tried to be free, even quit my job, but I couldn't escape. Lucky for me, God brought a friend into my life. Yeah, actually, he's my boyfriend now. Yeah. He helped me see. Sorry. He helped me see why I feel so trapped back then. Then the same friend Hansu introduced me to God, and I began to understand what true spirit freedom is. It transformed me. I was a person who was afraid being alone, without any security, full of worries. Now it gave me the strength to lay it down on his feet. At the same time, he also showed me his faithfulness and gave me the power to accomplish things beyond my abilities, just like this morning. So now in my third year as a Christian, I want to be baptized and continue to receive His grace and acceptance as a daughter of King of all kings and truly be His princess. Thank you.
Stay here. Okay, so family of God, do you receive Chloe C. as your sister in Christ? Amen? Yeah. Amen. Congratulations. Okay, we'll mix it up here a little bit. Let's welcome up now Timothy Tang.
Hi, good afternoon. My name's Tim. I'm from Hong Kong. Before actually meeting Jesus, I thought that my life was pretty fine. Well, it seems fine to me at the time. I had a respectable job. I took care of my family the best I could. And had some friends to hang out with. But then looking back, I think that I was probably somewhat lonely inside. Thought that life's probably just more than work and family duties and just hanging out with friends occasionally. But despite that, I was pretty peaceful and happy. But then what I did next is really just to trying to find out more about the world, about life, through philosophy and religion. So I read quite a few books, but then it didn't seem quite enough. So what I did was trying to immerse myself in Christianity, just trying to find out some more by attending churches and go to Bible study. So through sermons and interacting with Christians, there's three things that came to understand. The first things I got to know is that being Christian is not really about following procedures and rituals. It's really about having a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, who loves us the way we are. That's the first thing I got to appreciate. The second thing I came to understand is that Christianity is not about about working to attain certain things to receive God. It's really about opening ourselves to Jesus and then let the Holy Spirit to work within us. So salvation is really through God's grace, which is freely given to us. The third thing I came to understand is that God, the Christian God, is living God, is an active right now. It's not just in the past. How do I know about this? Because I've seen transformed lives and people testimony that how they manage to come through prayers and through believing in Jesus so that they are rescued and free from that. With these thoughts in mind, I thought that I really want to know God more and experience Him. And the only thing to do next is really just to immerse myself even more and take a step of faith. So I thought that the worst that could happen is if it's not the real God, then I'll just become agnostic again. But if it's the true God, then I can really have a personal relationship with God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. So after days and months of committing to Jesus, it just came to me that there was this perfect peace inside me that I've never experienced before. I knew I was pretty happy and peaceful then, but this perfect peace just came upon me for so long. And also accompanied with a joy that I didn't know before. Whether I had a good day or a bad day, I can always have this joy from God in our life. And as my walk with God came through over the years, it came upon to me that even though I thought I was an okay person, I came to learn that the Spirit revealed to me that my old way of life was sinful. I confessed that I have bowed down before other idols, coveted things, I stole, I lied, I chose to hurt my loved ones, I experimented irresponsibly. But I thank God that He forgives me and turning me into a much better being. I sense that my relationship with my family has grown much closer. Don't just meet them every week to discuss family duties, but also show my love and care for them every day. Through baptism, I want to acknowledge and proclaim that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and to commit myself wholeheartedly to follow him from this day. I praise God for granting me a new life, and through Jesus Christ, you can have a personal relationship with the Father Almighty too, and have this perfect peace and joy that's only possible through him. Thank you.
Amen. So do you welcome Timothy Tang as your brother in Christ?
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. At this time, can I invite Sybil Cott up here to give her testimony? Let's welcome her.
Hi, my name is Sybil. Can I just start? So I grew up in a traditional Chinese family where I don't know anything about Christ, and my parents don't like the idea of a weird religion, and actually, I'm pretty upset because my mom said she would come to my baptism, but this morning she just decided not to come, and she doesn't understand what I'm doing here. Okay, and now I'm gonna give my testimony. I just hope that one day she can understand the reason why I'm here. Yep. Okay. Sorry. And okay. As the only child of a family, I grew up believing that I should take care of myself and those that are around me, and that I should, you know, achieve everything just by myself. I did not realize that we're all just children, and that we can barely get things together. And a few years ago, things started to get difficult for me and my family financially, and then I realized that I can no longer get things under control, and I blame myself for everything, and often I cried myself to bed. But earlier last year, I met my sister Sam Wong over there, and through her, God really planted a good seed in my heart, for you know that only through a person who inspires me and that I can truly let my guards down and learn to know his truth later on. So in the summer last year, I've reached the lowest point of my life, and my bad energy started to affect those around me, and for they will let me know that I do not bring any happiness anymore into their life, and at that point, of fear and sorrow is overwhelming. And so I asked myself, like, are we really being born to this world just to suffer? Isn't there someone who should be taking care of us? And I talked to Sam, and she brought me to house church, where I met my family now. Very emotional. And so I first accepted Christ during a coffee with my house church leader Junming and Sam. Yay. Yay, Junming. And at that time I really don't have a good picture of, you know, what this is all about, but somehow I knew that it's the best decision, you know, I would make and I have made. And for the past only 8 months since I've accepted Christ, I've actually experienced his presence in various ways, and that I've learned to differentiate his truth from lies, and slowly I get to know my real identity. I just want to say that my journey as a Christian has just begun, but I'm really excited. I think it's a very exciting journey for me and my family and the church, and that's it. I'm not speaking Christian language, am I? Okay, so yeah, thank you.
So, church, do you receive Sybil? God is your sister in Christ? Yeah. Amen? Amen. And then today, before you leave, I would actually ask, like, some of the moms that are here, can you pray for her before she leaves? I think God's going to do some really great things through that prayer time, okay? Is that okay? Okay. Thank you, Sybil. And let's welcome up Mark Mauti.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark. So actually, I'm French, so sorry for my English. And here is my story. So I grew up in a Catholic family, but I never followed any courses about God or Jesus Christ or Bible. And I tried to read the Bible when I was 12 or 13 years old. But actually, I gave up when I saw how tiny the print was. And no pictures. True story. I did believe in God because my parents actually told me we are Catholics, and I did pray as well, but only was something wrong. You know, I asked God to give me an A on my next mathematics test or something like that. And I never been at church as well. It seems really boring to me, reserved only for old people. Basically, I thought faith was for old people and people without any hope in life anymore. Both are not linked. They are needed faith to continue to live. I really thought as well, if you want something, you can only get it by yourself. And then when you finally get it, it's only thanks to you and yourself alone. Moreover, in 2000, I lost my grandfather. And with him, the little faith I had. It was not the best Christian ever. But I could not stop asking myself why the best people leave us first. Why those we call first is best men from this world. What did God make me sad? But then, almost 8 months ago, Rana, I finally met my angel. Oh, here. And she brought me back in the right path, actually. She brought me back in the God's word. We met on Saturday night in Long Kwai Fong. So. Yes, you know a good Christian can be godly in Long Kwai Fong. She did not want to give me a phone number, but she offered to say it once. And if I remember it, the next morning I could call her. The funny part is that my phone was dead, actually, no more battery. So I had to remember her number in my mind. So believe me, I repeat this number like 1 million times in my head. One week later, after dinner without any reservation. It's another story. She asked me to come to church. Okay, challenge accepted. And what a surprise when I came. Instead of all desperate people, I saw so many young, successful people. And it was really, really interesting, alive, vibrant, and I really enjoyed it. And then in March, I had a really, really important football game. But I gave Larry my word that I will be here when he preached. Sorry, Larry, in advance. But that day, first, all I was focused on was my game. But I sat there thinking about my game and trying not to listen to the sermon, when suddenly, I don't know why, something happened. It's God spoke to me. I said that I should listen and pay attention to the sermon. All this sermon about the last day of Jesus and how and why he died for us. I lock my line. Yeah, sorry, nervous. Yes, it was like a revelation for me. I did not raise my hand, but when he asked to people to join him at the front, I just suddenly jumped onto my feet and joined him because something told me, go, you should go. I did not know where it came from at that time, but today I know it was God and the Holy Spirit. That's why I want to be baptized today, because I firmly believe that if I'm here in Hong Kong, actually today is my anniversary, 1 year after, it's because God wanted me to be here and to be here in front of you guys today. So I thank God, I thanks to this wonderful angel I have, thanks Pastor Sam, I thanks Larry, and I thanks so many new friends I met here in church. I've been saved on March 18th, and now I can feel myself alive. I feel he is alive in me. Now I feel like I have a different perspective on things in my life. Thank you.
Amen. God works in mysterious ways, huh? Even in Lan Kwai Fong. Amazing. So, do you receive Mark as your brother in Christ?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Last but not least, we have Lena Kim is going to come. So welcome. Let's welcome her up.
Sorry I look so ghetto compared to everyone else, but okay. Hi, my name is Lena. I was born and raised in New Jersey into a Christian family from age 3 all the way through high school and then on and off throughout college. Throughout elementary school, church was a safe place for me where I hung out with friends, went on retreats, played games, and volunteered because I had nothing better to do since I grew up in the suburbs. At that age, I also remember dealing with identity issues because I was the only Asian girl in a predominantly Caucasian school. So back then, I really wanted to be white. I wanted to have blonde hair and blue eyes. And at that time, the fashion trend was, you know, teasing your hair really high. So I remember actually like crying at times because my black straight hair wouldn't curl as nicely as all the other rest of the girls. So I don't know. I think I need inner healing in that area, but I think that was the root of a lot of insecurities I grew up with back then. Okay. Then during a retreat when I was in sixth grade, God really convicted me, and I remember for the first time I got down on my knees and prayed. Unfortunately, I don't remember the date, but I do remember the events. I got healed, and I learned first and foremost that I was a child of God, and that as his child comes power, peace, and freedom. Then as high school rolled around, I started to get really involved with church, started serving, but looking back, I served mostly for face value and not so much because I wanted to and for the church and for God. So I actually grew really bitter and apathetic with all the church politics and anything that had to do with church. So come college time, I fell into the statistics of those students who actually stopped going to church. And the reason why I stopped going was because I actually wanted to go out, have fun, date, without someone breathing down my back. Yeah. But then after college, I immediately started working for a bank, and that's when God really spoke to me. Nothing cataclysmic happened, but I really felt the Holy Spirit telling me that I was created to do more. As I kept working, I felt a lot of darkness and emptiness around me. And that is when I started really praying again. And one specific night, God just brought me to tears, and I repented that night for straying away. Then after that, I made a lot of intentional changes in my life. So for example, I ended a really long relationship that I was in. I switched departments, and I ended up going to a new church. There I was blessed to have met a community that I was able to do life with, and there I also got tricked into going on a date with a guy that is now my husband. So now here I am at SP, and God has been so good to me on all levels. It's been challenging in different ways, but I am growing into a deeper and more intimate relationship with him, especially after becoming a first-time mom 7 months ago. I want to be baptized because I am a believer and because I want to publicly profess that God is always faithful and just. So thank you all for listening.
So, church, do you stay here? So, do you receive Lena Kim as your sister in Christ? Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to work backwards, okay? So, Lena will go first, and as generally what we do is we like to soak them in prayer before we soak them in water, right? So, Lena, why don't you come, and Lena's house church, and friends and members, if you're taking photos, feel free, no worries, you can do whatever you want, right? So come, and with the worship team come up as well. And so we're going to pray for them one at a time, and we'll go backwards, Lena, Mark, and Sybil, and et cetera, et cetera. And so we'll take you in a bit. We're going to pray for them. And so if you're in their house church or friends, just spend some time soaking. We'll go in the pool. And this year, actually, a switch that we're going to continue to do is I'm actually going to baptize with Paul as well. So the husband is going to come with me as well. So let's pray. And then, Mark, get ready as well. You're next, and you guys can run through, okay? Please join the worship team as we worship the Lord during this time as well.